Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, back from the
USA.
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 USA. What was the song of the trip? Did you have one?
Yeah, it was Through the Fire by Chaka Khan.
Through the Fire.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Love that.
Chaka Khan. Yeah. What do you mean? What's that song?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What's that a song?
Go on, sing it.
Through the fire. Through the
We may have left something up that we don't normally. Well, it's great to have you back.
It's great to be back. And you came out with us for a little bit, didn't you?
I came out to New York. Part one of the Sloppy Joes in New York is out now. Part two on its way.
Sloppy in the Big Apple.
Yeah, and we're talking a big, I think it's 37 minutes, the first edit. 2 days of us in New York.
Longer than
this. Cutting the next 2 days together.
Yes, please.
Which was brilliant. But what a time.
What a time. Me and you, of course, you met me out there, but another man that was there for the entire trip, New York, San Diego, Las Vegas, Ethan James,
Ethan
ladies and gentlemen.
James, go on, get him, boy.
Go on, boy.
Hello, everyone.
There he is.
Good to be back.
The Napa studio. Himself.
Legend, mate. How was your trip, Ethan?
Well, I enjoyed the latter stages of it.
The latter days.
What does that mean?
After you'd left.
Yeah, hold on, you didn't enjoy when I was there?
No. Not so much when you were there, but after that, I loved it.
Why do you like New York?
It was just a bit too fucking mental, wasn't it? It was. It's very impressive though.
Yeah.
Of all the buildings and the.
Well, should we break it down? Because this is what people want to know.
Yeah.
They want us to know the behind the scenes stuff. Obviously, they followed the journey on Stretford Paddock, which was brilliant, by the way. Every single day, you smashed it.
Thanks.
Let's break it down from New York.
Yeah.
The Big Apple.
Big Apple.
State one.
That's the first time you've seen a Big Apple, isn't it?
No. I've obviously seen a Big Apple. Sometimes people try and put a Big Apple in my mouth.
Do they?
And then just twist me.
And then spit you off.
Oh, no. What? It's expensive.
It is expensive, isn't it, New York?
It's expensive.
What would seemingly be a sort of £8 to £10 taxi.
Yeah.
You're looking at $40.
A 10 minute journey for me from one part of New York to the next was like $33.
So let me just get this clear, just to clarify. You get taxis from one part of a place to another place?
I didn't realise how close it was.
Interesting.
From one part to the next. Isn't it too big in a way?
New York?
Manhattan. Even Manhattan is too big.
It is big, but the thing is it's actually deceptively small.
No.
Because it's not big, it's just slow. Like, you're only travelling 5 miles, but it takes you 50 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not even that it's big. It's just that it's clumped.
Clumped in.
But New York is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've never been a place that looks more like it looks on films.
Yes,
like,
does,
you get to
it?
New York and you are just in New York. It's like Friends. It's like,
Cloverfield.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yeah.
Etc. It's exactly what you think it's going to look like. Every centimetre, every square inch of New York, it could be isolated, taken to another part of the world, shown the picture, and they go, yeah, New York.
Yeah,
all is so New York.
What was mad as well is it sounded like New York. There's a bit in part one of the Patreon special where you actually say, whilst we're in the queue for a bagel, you say, it sounds like New York outside.
It does sound
and
like
it
New
did.
York.
A bit shouting, I'm walking here, all that kind of
that's
jazz.
Mostly just you saying that.
No, over and over again.
No one says that.
All right, let's rate them. I'm going to ask you to rate your visits out of 10. So
okay.
New York.
Yeah.
Overall, out of 10, what were you saying?
Are we doing splitting New York and New Jersey separately?
New York, New Jersey separately.
New York, 9 out of 10.
Really?
It's an unbelievable city, it really is. It is unbelievable.
What about that Italian we went to?
Overpriced.
Oh, here we
talk
go.
Talk to us about that, Ethan. Ethan Wright. During all of the positive things I've just been saying about New York, Ethan hasn't made a noise. Then we talk about this Italian restaurant that Ethan wasn't quite so keen on.
No.
Immediately.
Ethan,
get me involved.
Ethan didn't
pay
for this meal, by the way.
Well,
complain.
Let's talk about that. Go on then, Ethan.
So what was it for a drink, for a bottle of beer? Was it like...
$14, I believe.
$14.
Which is absolutely fucking mental.
And it was...
For a 330 ml bottle... $14. That should be no more than £3-4.
That is mental,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's borderline three times more than it should be.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yep, so that was a bit outrageous. The foods we had, pasta. When you go out for food, I never really like to go out for pasta because it's one of the three things I can make.
Yeah.
And it was all right. It was nice. Tasted all right, didn't it?
Yeah.
What else happened? We got limoncello. How much did that cost us?
We got, I think it was...
We got done over it, didn't
so
we?
Basically, I think Stretford Paddock paid for the meal.
Which was very kind of
which it. Is, yeah, which makes it even more annoying when you sat with someone that's whinging about the price the whole time.
That's all
when,
he did. That's
when
all
it's
did.
Not, when, he, when his hand's not gone in his pocket.
Yep, yep.
So that was slightly frustrating because I think, I get it. Let's mention that the price is too much.
Yeah, yeah.
But then let's not act as though it's coming out of our bank account when it's not. But that's fine. Then when it did come to our bank account, the Sloppy Joe's bank account, we said, let's treat everyone to a limoncello. I thought you're looking, what, six quid a shot?
Because I wanted to say thank you because yeah. obviously they bought us the meal, so we thought we might as well
yeah.
get a little shot in.
Yeah.
Limoncello, what, 4 or 5 quid each? And there was
yeah,
like
maybe
10
six
of us.
Maybe 6 quid. So you're looking at, you're hoping for between 60 and 80 euros, yeah. right? Max.
Dollars,
max $80, yeah? It was $117.
Cheapest the dearest limoncello I've ever had in my life.
And then, obviously, because everywhere in America you have to put a 20% tip on things, so then you're adding another $35 onto
crazy
that. Enough. It was almost $150 for 7 limoncellos. You're nudging $20 a cello at this
Please,
point.
Yeah.
You could buy an actual fucking cello for that.
Yeah.
$150.
Please send it to Patreon.
I want... Bach's Cello Suite Number 2 to be wow. ringing in my ears if I'm paying $150 fucking dollars for it. But you know what? There's a reason that it's called the city that never sleeps because everyone's bankrupt and they can't sleep because they're so anxious.
Also, we did find out it's the city that does sleep because we went to a couple of bars that were shut at 11.
Yeah, it's the city that never sleeps until 11 p.m. That's yeah. what they don't say. Because you know, like a lot of phrases, the sort of modern day version is actually a shortened version of,
yeah.
of the old. So like a jack of all trades. Master of none, but yeah. then there's actually a longer bit after that that kind of makes it be like, but you'd rather be a master of none than a, you know, a mm-hmm, horse mm-hmm. in a partridge or whatever. But people don't say anymore because it's boring.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Not like this segment.
It's the same thing with this phrase about the city that never sleeps. Actually, the original phrase was, it's the city that never sleeps until 11 p.m.
Until 11 p.m.
And then we all go to sleep.
Speaking of phrases, I've got a new one quickly.
Yeah, you said, you'd speak to me before and you said you've got a new catchphrase.
And the rest, let's leave that.
Why?
I mean, I'll start it again, but the new one is all bets are off.
I think that really works with your personality.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
You go to a bar in New York, you buy a pint of Guinness, all bets are off on how much it's going to be.
What do you mean then by all bets are off?
I don't know. I said, I don't know myself.
Right. But I suppose in a sense, all bets are off in terms of
just
you knowing it.
Yeah, just sometimes it'll come to me and I go, all bets are off.
I think that really works because your personality is quite like, oh, go on then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think all bets are off works a lot better for you than and the rest.
And the rest. All bets are off. Ethan, rate New York out of 10.
I'll give it something respectable like a 7.
A 7?
One of the world's great cities.
New Jersey was next. That's
what? Have you right, and I hope no one from New Jersey is watching this, right? I don't even want to say what I think of New Jersey.
What?
It is a motorway.
Oh man,
that's
it. Crazy.
It's insane.
Wait till you see part two of the Patreon in New York bit because yeah. I got taken to my hotel in New Jersey away from you guys.
Yeah,
it was fucking wild,
wasn't it?
There is a bit where I go down pissed as a fart. I was so pissed on Saturday
yeah.
because the game was at 5 o'clock in New Jersey. That's why we were there.
Yeah.
Man United against Arsenal. And there was a tailgate pie. Never done that in my life.
The tailgate was incredible, by the way. That's not what I'm judging New Jersey on.
Free booze, wasn't it?
Free
practically,
booze.
For us.
Yeah.
We very kindly, the hospitality was brilliant.
What do you mean when you say practically? What were you giving him in return?
Maybe a shout out. Cheers, New Jersey.
Hello, Sloppers. Just a little update on Wingfest 2023 from me walking my dog for the audio listeners. I am currently not in the studio, and that is because we normally put a Wingfest advert in here all about, coming to Manchester, which is the 12th and 13th of August. Mate, it's sold out. It is sold out, and we're going to be doing just the most amazing DJ sets for Sloppy Joe's. We've got a DJ set on the Saturday and the Sunday, featuring Ethan on the Saturday and Joe Smith on the Sunday. So I've got to point you in the direction of Birmingham Wingfest, which is on the bank holiday weekend of August, and Bristol in September. So do us a favour, if you missed out in Manchester, get a little away day booked. Wingfest.co.uk for tickets. Book. He's unfortunate, he can't make it. They don't let dogs in. He'd be crazy if they let dogs in. But yeah, for those of you who did secure the tickets for Saturday and Sunday, Saturday Ethan's going to be doing some tunes with me, DJing back to back, like playing some Travis or whatever. And then Joe Smith's going to be hopping on for a couple of tunes on the Sunday. Very excited to see you anyway. So over and out. This has been your advert for wingfest.co.uk from Joe, live in Stockport. Back to the episodes.
We did the shot ski, didn't we? Which was a full-size wooden ski with four shot glass size holes drilled into it that you then slot the shot glass in, and you all lift up at once and go.
Yeah, that was a mistake, wasn't it? I felt a bit tipsy after that.
Yeah.
I was drunk.
I stopped drinking at that point and went into the game because I was working. So I had like three or four drinks, stopped drinking, went into the game, got that sort of waking hangover feeling, which is slightly gross. However, you weren't working.
No, I was well.
The next thing I see is I get back to the hotel after the game. So we've done the game, done some review stuff, gone down to the press area. I think we interviewed Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
And then I just see a video of you coming out with some strawberry daiquiris.
It was the best. Because obviously, when you go to football in the UK, people might not know this, but you're not allowed to drink inside the crowds. It's always been a rule.
Well, you can drink in the concourse, but not on the seat.
The pitch, you can't drink.
Yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't believe it when not only could I drink inside the ground, but they had frozen strawberry daiquiris on offer. I got so drunk on strawberry daiquiris, I was living my best life. Me, Adam McCullough, Ronaldo, we were just loving it. Yeah. And they were strong, these daiquiris. Oh, my God. But it was a great game, but I was...
Yeah.
Everyone was like, "Oh, I love the review you and McCullough did after the game." I don't remember it.
Ugh.
But what a place. So New Jersey, random, good hospitality, but a bit of a motorway.
The match and the people of New Jersey, obviously great. This is no knock on the people. I'm talking infrastructure.
Oh.
There was a point, because it's so motorway based, there was a point, and you literally showed me this on your phone, to walk from your hotel to the restaurant that we're eating at. Was it 6 or 8 minute drive?
6 minute drive.
It was a 6 minute drive, and because the way that there's no like pavements, it's just motorways.
Yeah.
And you would have to go so far round on the pavements that do exist. It was a 4 hour and 20 minute walk.
That
can't be the case. A six minute drive should never be a 4.5 hour walk.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
New Jersey's sort of like, do you know when you have a set of conjoined twins? Yeah. And sometimes it's sort of like two full bodies
that
are both kind of functioning, but they're just joined together. But then sometimes it's one normal body and then a kind of sort of just a sort of collection of hair and teeth that they can't remove because it's attached to a lung or something. That's sort of New Jersey attached to New York.
We're in weird territory here, aren't we? I want to ask more questions. Ethan?
Is that too harsh on New Jersey?
I feel like we're in weird. You never see adult conjoined twins, do you?
Yes, you do. In the room, not with each other, just like beside each other.
If we were conjoined twins,
oh my god, imagine!
Bed, and I was like getting lucky,
I'd be so annoyed.
What?
Because I'd be like, I've eaten so well this week, I've put on fucking 6 pounds. What the fuck? It would. I'd never get to eat because our doctors would be so stringent on what our dietary requirements would be.
How dare you?
If we're sharing a stomach. Nothing has touched my lips.
How come
you
went straight to the stomach and not like a bit of our leg?
Because we'd get detached if we were sharing something as bland as a leg.
Oh, really? Can you get detached?
Well, yeah, but it's only if you're sharing crucial organs.
Yeah. I think we'll do all right.
You know, you don't see people walking around attached at the finger like they've got one of those finger traps on. You just slice that off.
Right.
Yeah, there are people who are born conjoined but become dejoined.
So how do they have?
In front of each other.
No, they don't. I guess they just don't have sex.
What do you mean? Of course they do.
You couldn't. Could you, Ethan? If you had a conjoined twin, could you?
No, but if you think...
Couldn't even pull the head off it.
I think it's called voyaging at that point. So
voyage is when you go on a trip. Do you mean voyeur?
Ah, yes.
Voyaging is when you go on holiday.
What, you...
Bon voyage. I'll go on holiday while you have sex. Oh, wait, I can't because we're strapped to each other with organs. Are you worried about losing your hair? You won't be surprised to find out that 1 in 5 men start losing their hair in their 20s. That is where Sons comes in. Sons are a men's healthcare brand that offer clinically proven, licensed hair loss treatments for less than a cup of coffee per day. They've treated over 50,000 customers and their treatments deliver results in 9 out of 10 men.
I've signed up for a 12-week program and I can tell you, it's very easy. Mm. All you got to do is take their 1-minute online consultation and Sons will tailor a subscription treatment plan specifically for your needs. Although, maybe not for your needs.
Well, this is very exciting because I'm looking out for you. And you need this treatment. So go to sons.co.uk and use the code JOE40 to get 40% off your treatment. That is mad, isn't it?
That is a
40%.
Lot.
40%. And that is up to £80 off a 6-month treatment. It's a lot of money.
I'm going to give it a go and you'll hopefully see some progression here in my head. There are no contracts or hidden charges and it all can be delivered straight to your door as easy as that. I could be looking like Joe Smith in 12 weeks' time.
And so could you. Go to sons.co.uk and use the code JOE40. The link is in the description.
After New Jersey, I had one more day in New York.
How was that?
Crazy day. I know I keep throwing to the Patreon, but it is an experience to spend your day in New York, especially when you go to the worst comedy show of your life.
New York is one of the great comedy cities.
Yeah.
The comedy cellar.
Comedy cellar.
The comedy... You know, Fandangos or whatever it's called. It's one of the great comedy cities. How have you ended up in an awful
It was
show?
All those good shows was either sold out or too far away for me to get there on time for me to get in at the exact time. And I walked past this person with £10 comedy show and let's have it.
And didn't cross your mind that he was using the wrong currency?
There was
nothing.
6 people in there. Oof. And it was a big theatre. It was one of the worst nights of my comedy life. I couldn't bear it.
So how does your comedy life separate from your normal life?
I mean my comedy viewing life.
Okay.
Like I don't know what I'm saying there. but I couldn't believe how bad it was.
Why didn't you leave?
Because then it would only be 4 people in the audience.
Well, you can't get two.
Because Michael Joy Twin was next to me. You couldn't leave because of how the theatre was set out. You'd have to walk past the stage to leave.
You'd actually have to step on the stage and push past one of the acts if you wanted to leave, wouldn't you? That's the real issue there.
That's the real issue indeed. It was mental. Right, so rate New Jersey out of 10.
I think I didn't do all the Soprano stuff because I don't watch Sopranos like Adam did. He enjoyed all that. But 4.
Yeah, the food wasn't 4.
It's just like... Don't know. It's also it's hurt by its proximity to New York.
Yeah.
Because it's New York is so special and like unique, and New Jersey is like, oh, this is I can see New York from here. The best thing about New Jersey is the view of New York.
Yeah. It. Do you know it's true? Do you know who suffers with that a lot? Warrington.
What's it got a view of?
Well, no, it just suffers with other cities being better than it.
Yeah, that's the same thing with Alicante. It's great view of Benidorm.
Yeah.
That's about it. Benidogs.
Net rate out of 10 before we move on to...
Well, the one restaurant I went for food as well, the burger was crap, I thought. And
yeah,
the Coke, Drew, do you remember?
He kept...
How bizarre was that?
Cocaine.
No, the Coke. Wasn't it weird, Drew?
What was weird
no,
about
it? Wasn't. It was fine. Ethan just didn't like the fact that he demanded... It was so weird. He demanded that this woman pour his Coke from a plastic cup into a glass cup because he thought the plastic cup tastes weird.
And
then as soon as he transferred it, it tastes exactly the same.
But it I couldn't believe no one else could taste it. It tasted like the strongest bleach mixed with chili. And I give it to Joe McGraw and I give it to John Chin. And no one Jeez could tell. They were like acting like I was making it up. I couldn't believe like the tastes I was getting from this Coke.
So that's what like that's the thing about New Jersey, isn't it?
Right, San Diego's next.
San Diego.
I'd give it
straight in
3.
Oh, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, I thought you'd right. 3.
Cumulative 7.
You fly to San Diego. Just you two, was it? Or who was in San Diego?
We all went. Me, Stephen Howson, Adam McCullough, Jay Motti.
What was that like?
Ronaldo Brown, all the Stretford Paddock boys, Ethan and myself. San Diego's lovely. San Diego is the only place, because New York, I know it's a real place, but it's like I said, it's like a fairy tale place, isn't it?
Yeah.
San Diego actually felt like a real city.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that touristy.
Yeah.
Like, obviously we're tourists, so I don't mind tourists, but it isn't a place that's built for tourism. It's got like a university, which is where we were for the press stuff, where the United were training. It's got normal restaurants, normal bars, lovely view of the country, the sort of seaside, nice beaches, really good.
Any like horses or cows or anything like that?
What's that mean?
What?
Why? What's that?
I don't know. You don't see many cows in America, do you?
No, that's not a good point.
Hold on, you travelled the length and breadth of America, you see a fucking cow?
No, that isn't a good point. What do you mean you don't see many cows in America?
I stand by it.
Right.
You don't see many cows in America.
Which tourist cities that you've ever been to anywhere in the world do you go to the cow district? Farmland is always outside of the places where people go on holiday.
Not always. Let's do a tally of cow count.
Not cow count.
No! How many did you see?
None.
No. Ethan, cow count.
I saw none. And I also saw no sheep, no horses, and interestingly, no cats.
How many cows...
That's so true! How many cows? Dogs, but no cats.
How many cows did you see on one of your sort of half a dozen trips to Dublin this year?
You see a couple of cows.
You don't.
You do.
You don't.
You do. From the transport from the airport to the city, you do. A couple of cows, two or three at least.
Right.
So no cows, but plenty of
San Diego was really nice, though.
What did you eat?
Loads of tacos. Oh, my God.
Nice. But they're at the affordable price, not like in Ramlandstow. It's like £9 for one.
It's like $3 for a taco, thereabouts. You can get like three or four tacos, a drink, and some chips for about $20. It's about £15. Nice. It's really good.
Are you looking after Ethan at this point? You
know, I think he was slightly shell-shocked by the initial few days.
Yeah.
Because it was so hectic and so busy. But then he very much came into his own, like he said, sort of post-New York, even toward the end of the New York trip, to be honest. He was flying, absolutely flying. Bless
Congratulations,
him.
Ethan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the point where I began to emerge. If I was like a tortoise in the shell,
Let's not use that as a metaphor. Sorry to interrupt you. But instead of using a tortoise and a shell, let's use a man with a strange sort of sexual habit rolling around in a bathtub of his and his wife's shit. So let's say that's where you're emerging from instead. Carry on.
And then...
That was so wild, that. I don't know what happened. What are you talking about?
Carry on. So eventually, yes, you were submerged in the bathtub with your snorkel on.
Shit everywhere.
And then as we got to San Diego...
Wow.
And then I cleaned myself up.
He's gone with
And started, you know, like, maybe letting my hair down a little bit. Had some nice memories made.
Oh, all right, give us a memory.
He's let his hair down and your hair's letting you down.
That's a good point, actually.
Give us a memory, please.
Well, I'll build off the tacos and stuff. The food was really nice. It made me feel a little bit more wholesome than the shite we had in the other states. Oof. But the only one thing is, isn't coriander crap? And doesn't it ruin everything?
Oh, it's controversial. You might be one of those people that have the thing where it tastes like soap, doesn't it? It does taste like soap, I'd say. It's like a syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is a syndrome.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Coriander syndrome.
No, because you've got sort of like...
Two
or three dozen extra chromosomes knocking about for loads of different things.
You get a blue pass for this.
Yeah, so you've got the height one, that sort of whatever that like chromosome is that keeps you like that. Then you've got the glasses one. Then you've got the coriander one. You've got the
brittle
shaky...
Bones.
The brittle bones one.
I don't have brittle bones, that's not a thing.
We're not certain about that. So he's got like a handful of extra syndromes and chromosomes knocking about, and one of them is the coriander one.
Congratulations. Right, then you went to Vegas.
Oh.
The bright lights, the big city.
I almost had a panic attack on the first day.
Too much.
So me and Jay, in between this, and I'm not going to rate it because we didn't go anywhere, but we flew to Texas for a game there.
Which game was that?
It was the Real Madrid game. So we planned to go to Dallas. We flew to Dallas.
Yeah.
And we planned to go to where JFK was killed and then drive to Houston, which is about a 4-hour drive.
What, who wanted to What was the JFK thing about?
Me and Jay would like to see it. Just sort of.
So Jay, you could have pulled it off.
What, the shot?
Yeah.
Nah, I probably couldn't.
No, in America, I thought they might have made that into a little thing, you know.
Well, there's a little X on the ground.
What?
Here's where he'd done it. Here's
like
where he
an
got
X
hit.
Factor, where you have to stand, we have to sing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you perform.
The big golden buzzer.
Dermot O'Leary come out and say, right.
Dermot's there. No, it's not Dermot. It's actually Stephen Mulhern for the no X Factor
nice.
Plus One.
So you didn't see it? No,
no, so sure. So we got there. It took too long at the car rental place. So we basically just gave ourselves a 4.5 hour drive that we didn't need. So we just drove straight from Dallas to Houston. So at this point, we'd gone from San Diego, flown in 3 a.m. to Dallas, driven to Houston for 4.5 hours, gone to the game, gone straight to bed, woke straight up and flown straight back to San Diego. And then... then one day after that, we'd driven another 5.5 hours to get to Vegas. So this first night in Vegas, my brain is just
gone.
Soup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And you get there, and you realise as you're going in, because it is just like what you imagine on a film, it's just single straight road through the desert, nothing
behind. Really?
Yeah, it's mad. And you realise when you get there, you're essentially on an island that instead of water around it, it's a desert. Like,
yeah,
you're five hours from the nearest place that isn't gambling themed.
That's crazy, isn't it?
So you can't escape. You can't run away. You're essentially trapped there until you're getting out. And you go, it is 45 degrees Celsius or 44 degrees Celsius. So you can't be outside because it's hell.
Yeah.
You go inside and it's just... like everything's flashing.
Ugh,
this fucking
wild.
There's so many songs playing so loud that when you're walking through the hotel, which the hotels are like cities by themselves, they're so massive, that you're usually hearing at least two songs at once. From one's playing from this bar, one's playing from this bar, and it's like you're constantly just being fucking thrashed completely by all senses all the time. And I started thinking, I can't escape it.
I'm gonna go out to
a restaurant, and then outdoors is flashing. There's music outdoors. Everything just pumping into you the whole time.
So there's no place to chill out.
There's no place to go. You can't escape it. And I was going, I can't escape it. I can't run away. I was thinking, I just want my feet to touch some grass. And I want to look up and see me nan. No, I don't want my feet to touch my grass.
But Lion King.
Yes.
Mufasa.
But you can't. And for the first 12 hours, that really messed with me. But eventually, I sort of succumbed and enjoyed the fact that it's quite mad. But Vegas is weird, isn't it, Ethan?
It got to the point where we went to this Irish bar, which was the worst customer service ever.
Oh, we need to talk about that.
Drew was sat in the corner, and as I was talking to him, with noise-cancelling earphones on, as I was trying to communicate to him, and he was like, it's quite hard to talk when you've got noise-cancelling earphones. So I was like, well, maybe you should take them out, Drew.
What kid did you rob them from?
No one. The customer service in this place.
Where did you get these noise-cancelling headphones from?
Because my own ones.
Oh,
AirPods.
I thought you were like the
no, not
ones
the big ones.
You used to wear.
No.
Two things. One, America is known for its customer service, and people talk about.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Hey, sweetie, blah, blah, blah. And people, and English people, will often mock how kind the customer service is. Wasn't the case this time, weirdly. Poor. Actually,
well,
and I love America.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I love
yeah.
American customer service.
Awful.
On average, the service was terrible that we've encountered.
Really?
Mental. Because I love it. And usually, every time I've been to America, in Florida, phenomenal. This woman, actually, it was a collection of women.
Ooh.
And it's not the fact that they're women. That doesn't matter. They just were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Went into an Irish bar, which you'll know this because you love Ireland. Is an Irish bar legally the... Once you enter, it's like an embassy. Technically, is that
yeah,
island?
You can do whatever you want inside there.
Yeah. So legally, we were in Dublin, were we?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So geographically, we were in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Legally, we were in Dublin.
Of course.
So
yeah,
I'm going to go to the Irish authorities with my complaints.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up. We were sat at the bar, ordered our drinks at the bar. Then, as we just ordered them, the woman, there's like 7 or 8 drinks, so she's taking a minute. She was lovely, the bartender. There is then two tables behind the bar, sort of in front of the bar, behind us, that have now become
Vacated.
So now there's more of us. We joined a few others. We went, let's get these couple of tables. We'll sit around the tables and drink. We don't want to sit at the bar. There's not enough space. So we go and sit at the tables, waiting for our drink. We can see the bar. The bar's like 6 meters away. 4 meters. Right. At this point, a waitress comes up to us and goes, now you're sat at a table, you are no longer under the jurisdiction of the bar, you have to order with a waitress and we will do table service.
The jurisdiction of the bar.
Yeah. So we go, right, okay, that's fine. We understand that. If we want more drinks, we'll ask you. However, we've already ordered from the bar, so we're just waiting for them to arrive. Fine. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She goes, no. You can't. If you're sitting here, you have to order from me.
What?
And we went, no, we get that, but we've already ordered. She's made three of the seven drinks. You can't do that. I don't know what you mean, because what we're going to do, put the Guinness back into the tank.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. We're just waiting for... Then she goes away. Then comes out comes the manager.
Oh.
And she is quite simply, correct me if I'm wrong, Ethan, the worst customer service person I've ever encountered in my entire life.
Worst
what
human.
She say?
She is phenomenal. So Ethan's going to take over in a sec, because there was a minute where he was in there with her and Jay and Steve, and he got rattled, but I'll let him tell about it. So then she comes over and basically says the same thing. She goes, if you're sitting here, you can't order from the bar. And went, we know, but we've already ordered.
Have you paid yet?
We've paid. No, we haven't paid. She's put it on the tap. We've already ordered. The drinks are being made. We're just sitting on these seats so someone else doesn't take them. You can't do that. What do you mean we can't do that? What else could we be doing? What else do we do? And we're like, we can't sit at the bar. There's not enough seats. We can't. So then she goes, and then another woman comes back and goes, we've got you this little nook, this little corner here. You can sit in this. It's got like a little wall. It's like an Irish pub.
Yeah.
All sit in here, and we'll start a new tab for you on the table there. Order with me, fine.
Right. Okay, so she's more level-headed.
So at this point, Ethan, Steve, and Jay go into the nook, and then the manager comes back out to you, doesn't she, Ethan? What happens from there?
So she, we're in the nook. She comes round the corner, and she goes, what are you doing here?
What are you doing?
Like, listen, we've just been told by your colleague to come and sit here, so we're going to sit here. And she was like, well, you can't do that. And I was like, what do you mean? Why have we been instructed to sit here then? And then she's starting to lose her head a little bit with Jay, and Jay's explaining that the colleague, and then I jump in and say, yes, the colleague. She goes, what colleague? I don't believe you. Tell me which colleague. And I was like, well, I
don't name badges
know.
On. So what are we going to say? That woman who we don't
oh
know what her
God.
Name is.
So I didn't have a clue. And then she started going to us like, what can't you understand? Are you like too stupid to understand what I'm saying? I'm like, what?
She's gone.
She's gone.
She's lost it. She's lost it at this point. And then so then she's giving it the, are you too stupid to understand? Ethan is the most mad I've ever seen him. Because we all know Ethan's quite level-headed, nice lad. Ethan has gone. Ethan's going, I don't know what you mean. Like, right back at her. And I came and went, not to like take over, but I was like coming back in with my pint, I think.
Yeah.
Then I said, she went, you can't order from the bar if you're here. And I said, we know that. We are just collecting our drinks from the bar that were ordered before we got here.
Yeah.
And I said, from then on, I'm sure we will, I said, presumably your colleague will come over to us and take drinks from there. Yeah. And she went, what do you mean presumably? That's what happens. That's the rules. I was like, I'm not saying that it's not happening. I just don't want to speak for one of your workers when they aren't here. And she stormed off. It was amazing.
And then, did you stay for long? Did you get out?
We just finished our drinks and left.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm never going back to Ireland because of that.
And did she at the end of it say sorry or anything?
Nope. No. She didn't make eye contact, didn't come over, nothing after
awful.
That. It was genuinely
awful.
Sensational.
What an awful human being.
Yeah.
Oh,
human.
The heat, how did you deal with the heat?
Just didn't go out on it. You can't. There's no way around it. It's simply not hospitable.
It's
for humans.
Prison, isn't it, Joe? Because I was saying what it reminds me of, like, do you know when you're on like a cruise and they've got all those like, or like one of those ferries when they've got, it's like a shopping mall on the ship, isn't it? And you can't, and it's kind of a bit shit and you kind of hate it and you can't escape.
Yeah.
It's like that, but here instead of going outside on a ferry, you would drown. But in here, you go outside and you burn to death. So you can't escape,
Do you know
really.
Do you know that old game, the concept that the floor is lava?
Yes.
That's Vegas.
It is.
The floor is lava.
Unbelievable.
And the only alternative to that is flashing lights and sort of the most predatory form of capitalism you've ever seen in your life. But it's sensational.
We do have a video, I think, we can put in.
Oh, what? Right.
Let's watch the video then.
Can we watch it together and we'll play it over the top? One of the great moments of my life, this.
I've seen it. And
have you seen
it? Me and Becky watched it together and it was
so
phenomenal.
Just to set this video up, we went to the casino. The day before this, Ethan had gone to the casino by himself. And I say go to the casino. It's just the hotel itself is just a casino.
Yeah.
So oh, okay.
There's no like
the lobby.
Casino room. It's just like when you walk into your room, you're walking past machines. Ethan went to the casino by himself, went to a like slot machine or whatever, put $20 in. So many words popped up on the screen as it does. He panicked and just pressed withdraw. So he hasn't done a bet, and he's freaking out. He's just got now a slip, a token that says $20. And from there, and as the video takes over, he puts this $20 in. He's not spent a penny in Vegas. He's not bet a single dime. He puts his slip in, and this is what happens.
Can't put that in.
Can't.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Cash $20. What are you going to do? 10 cents, 5 cents, $1.
Yeah. $1.
Yes?
Yes.
This is your money, then. All right, press play, baby.
So what? Did he even get four things?
Yeah, fuck you, okay. You just press it, and then you lose all your money, and then you go home. It's
5 pence, when it's up.
5 credit game active.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh,
shit. Nice click,
yeah? Yeah.
$5 true for that?
You don't know what you've made.
What have I made?
It's monkey magic.
What have I won? That looks promising, that room.
Oh!
So, tell me again, Ethan, exactly the amount.
The amount that I won was 465, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
His first spin.
That was brilliant. Yeah. How was it?
Yeah, it was quite mad because, like Drew said, the day before I went down by myself and it did freak you out how much was going on. I just thought, you had to get amongst it. Put me 20 quid in. Didn't understand the words. Didn't understand what the word credit meant. Didn't understand, like, the objective. And I was just like, oh, this is just... I don't like it. So I waited for Drew, like, to the opportunity where Drew was available so he could talk me through it. And then, first five of that were put in. It was a bit bad.
What did you do with the cash? Did you spend it in Vegas or did you keep going?
What me and Drew did, we said, well, we've got a bit of winnings and Drew didn't have any cash on him. So we said, how about we split a little bit and we'll start, like, doing...
How kind.
A bit.
Well, I paid him for it. It's not yeah, like he paid it's me. Not just, yeah. I paid him for the money. Yeah. But I just used the money he already had.
And we went to play a blackjack and we won another 100, didn't we, Drew, or something?
We did, yeah. Won another $100.
Played against the person. Yeah,
but I get
a bit nervous approaching the table.
Well, this is perfect because it was a live person playing, but we had a little screen and we weren't on the table with them.
Oh, it's a dream.
So it was beautiful. Yeah, perfect stuff.
Crazy place. San Diego out of 10.
Sandy, I would give that an 8. Really nice. Not New York in terms of spectacle, but it's a cool place. Yeah, I like San Diego.
Vegas.
I don't know what to rate it.
Did you eat anything?
If I'm
nice
going
there?
For 3 days on a lad's holiday, it's a 9 out of 10. It couldn't be much more perfectly sort of condensed. It is the diamond of indulgence. If you told me to live there, 1 out of 10, 0 out of 10, hell out of 10. It couldn't be worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell out of 10.
Yeah. But it depends what you're going for. But I couldn't stomach much more than we did.
Did you eat anything nice in Vegas?
I had a prime rib that was gigantic.
Oh my god.
Went to this place called Seagulls 1941. Apparently Bugsy Siegel is like one of the founders of Vegas. He's like a mobster or something. And went to this place because it was out of the way. It was quite cheap and cheerful. I wanted a steak, but I didn't want to pay $150. They do a steak there that's like $30. And it was prime rib. Have you ever had prime rib?
I don't think I have had prime
So prime rib is like they roast a full like rack of cow ribs, I think. Oof, and then they sort of slice the meat betwixt the ribs. Something like that.
Delicious.
It's delicious. It's unbelievable. Just such a big, heavy slab of meat.
Oh, amazing.
But the portions were so big. Oh. We ordered a chicken wing starter, which normally you've ordered plenty of chicken wing starters.
And the rest.
How many wings do you normally get in a chicken wing starter?
I'd say 6.
Yeah. And then with that, you probably get a bit of celery and maybe a blue cheese dip.
Yeah.
This, 12 wings, a dozen wings easy, and a dinner plate this big, 12 wings here, and the rest of the plate was just chips.
It was
so big. I'll show
chips.
You.
Oh, so we're getting chips?
Yeah, you got chips.
Starters?
You got chips for the starter. So we ordered that. We also ordered some garlic bread. Not garlic bread. Look, there you go. That's the onion rings. I put this picture in.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the starter.
Oh yeah, that's a touch. That
then. So we're already full.
Yeah.
Because we got three of them between four of us, basically, and that was done after that. Then we got the prime rib, and look at the size of that.
Genie. That's huge.
That's absolutely.
What sauce are you rocking there?
It comes with its own jus.
Pardon? Oh, right, and mash?
No, it was a sort of a Dauphinoise type experience. Like some sort of layered beast.
Can I tell you the best thing I had to eat?
Go on.
In New York, the day after you left, was Katz's Deli.
Oh, did you go?
I went nice and early. And it's honestly, Joe, some of the best meat I've ever had in my life.
Really?
I wouldn't get it on rye bread again.
Yeah.
I'd get it in like a sort of a crunchy baguette. It holds it a little bit more.
Right.
But...
Oh, isn't it like $30 for a sandwich?
$26.
Yeah.
But it's the best meat I've ever had.
Is it?
You get a lot of it as
pastrami,
well.
Pastrami, isn't it?
Pastrami. They had a drawful. Boom, like that. Just big slabs of meat.
Yeah.
What do you want? A lot, bang, bang. Oh, incredible.
Have you adopted any of that technique at home?
No, so I don't.
Now when Becky opens the drawer of your sort of...
The cupboard drawer.
Your dresser upstairs in the bedroom. It used to have pants in. Now it's just absolutely stacked full of sliced pastrami, isn't it?
It's the cupboard that you used to have. Do you know when you have that cupboard in your house which is full of bits and bobs?
Yeah, like batteries.
Where's the key? Where's the spare key?
Yeah, gone? Where's the key for the shed?
You know, whose pastrami is this?
Yeah, where's that kazoo that we bought in Skegness in 2004? I'm in the cupboard. Do you know what I mean? That little cupboard, that one.
Did you visit Skegness?
Big time.
What?
It was one of our nearest coastal friends growing up. But yeah, that was good. What was the best thing you ate, Eth?
Oh, that's a good question, Joe. The greatest thing that I ate... I'm trying to... Probably a lot of the food was probably a bit overrated, we could probably say.
Okay. Well, speaking for us.
But... In Vegas, to be honest, Joe, it was mainly fast food.
And what was the best thing you ate anywhere in America?
The problem with my brain is, Joe, I can't really pinpoint.
What about the In-N-Out burger? Was that nice?
That was good. That was good shout.
Nice. That nice? I've seen that.
Really good value for money, that as well. Which was class. Yeah.
Can I just say, with In-N-Out, and I hate to do this, chips, shit. Awful. Some of the worst fast food chips I've ever had.
Really?
And people don't want to talk about this.
We're bringing it up though.
The chips they're very slim. They're like a McDonald's style fry, but they're overcooked. They're like hard. I don't know if this is everywhere. The ones we had were like stale, basically.
Oh no!
So the chips were bad. The burger was very good, but if it was any more than like the $5.99 that it was, it wouldn't hold up. And probably that's why it's $5.99. It's better than a McDonald's burger. But people talk about it like it's the greatest burger of all time, and it's probably not quite.
Sorry, can I just say?
Yeah.
I recall now my favourite food.
Oh, wait, there you go.
I was a little bit overwhelmed, and I was thinking, there's a lot going on. So many places, so many foods. I couldn't pin my little brain down.
Yes.
But what I've remembered, Joe, was your birthday night out, we went to a really posh place, didn't we?
Oh, did you?
My God.
Wow.
Oh, happy birthday, by the way. 30 years old.
And the
Kettner Exchange in San Diego. Oh,
the Kettner.
Talk about the meats.
Sorry, I just had to get in there. I had this, it was called, can you correct me, Drew? Was it like a Maryland chicken? Was that its name?
I don't remember what it was called, but it was a chicken.
Oh, and Maryland. Like, you just think, it's chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
No, he's right. Because we've all had chicken.
Yeah, we've all had chicken.
Do you know when you talk about a footballer and people talk about the ceiling of this player's talent?
Yeah.
Like how good they can be. Chicken, seemingly to a lot of people, is probably the lowest ceiling of all the beasts, isn't it? But it's also probably the highest floor, which is why we have chicken so often.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's always in this narrow band of quality.
Correct. Spot on that. And this was just cooked to absolute perfection. Pissing with juice. It was lovely, wasn't it, Drew?
What kind of juice were you
honestly, it blew the roof. We're still looking for the roof, as Joe McGraw would say.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Everything. It was weird the way they brought stuff out. They kind of brought it out because it was ready and it took like an hour and a half for everything to come out, which wasn't great.
It took an hour and a half.
It was so worth it.
Look.
The food was incredible.
Pissing with juice.
The best chicken I've ever had, bar none.
Ever had?
Oh, and the rest. Can I... So yeah, we're back now.
You're back and full steam ahead.
Ethan's been sleeping pretty much 24/7 since we got back.
I need to apologise. I know my form of this podcast hasn't been so good. I sound like a bit pessimistic. I had a really good time.
Good.
It was a really good experience. I tried lots of different things. Sorry I can't pinpoint specific memories because I'm all over the place. I fell asleep 5 times across the day yesterday. Just completely...
Yeah,
I woke up at 12 today because Joe rang me up to come into the studio an hour earlier.
I'm pretty sure that we'll get more bits and bobs over the weeks.
And by the way, the next podcast we do, we've already done Wingfest Manchester.
Oh, shit.
Surprise for you both, by the way. I may have said, whilst a little bit drunk at the London one, that both of you fancy doing with me a half an hour DJ set. So you're on the Sunday and you're coming on the Saturday, aren't you? Which is great. So it says Sloppy Joe's on the posters, DJ set. Forgot I said it, woke up, was like, oh shit, not going back now.
What?
So don't worry, just stand next to me essentially.
No.
For 10 to 15
minutes.
I'm DJing. I'll teach you. You just tell me. I'll tell you what.
Teach him.
I'm DJing.
You've got to DJ. That's how you're going to get 2 friends in, mate. That's
I'm DJing on Sunday. I've never DJed before.
Just text me what songs you want. I'll get them on my hard drive.
Who and did then, you tell we were DJing?
The main guy, Rich.
Why?
Because he asked and I said, of course we will.
Fuck you. I love that. When it's a surprise from Joe, it's a job that you've never done before in front of hundreds of people.
Oh, sort you out. You'll have the time of your life.
Okay, great. Can't wait.
So yeah, Wingfest Manchester. Oh, it's already been out. So we'll be able to look back on our
stick
time.
Stick some videos in there.
Do you want to do the 9 out of 10 club?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So we've not done one in a while. And the conclusion of... The Berg Awards will be happening next week. But quickly, Baris Inel.
Baris?
Baris Inel.
What? Isn't that what you say when you hit your thumb with a hammer?
No.
Baris Inel!
Baris Inel!
It's bleeding! Shit! Fucking hell!
Baris Inel!
Baris Inel!
What are you doing, you?
I've hurt my thumb.
Sloppy Joes, I have got a 9 out of 10 club suggestion for you. It is a Manchester classic. They are called Almost Famous. They're a burger shop in town, and they have a Phoenix burger.
Oh!
Their shoestring onions are divine, and it has bacon frazzles on, red chilies, and bacon on the burger as well.
I love, my favourite bit about that email, is them writing to you as though you wouldn't know what Almost Famous is. This man... is
Breathes
a burger.
It.
He is a burger.
I am.
If you take his t-shirt off, there's a little bit of lettuce and tomato around his middle, isn't there?
There is indeed. Right, Ethan, you've got the goods.
Oh, yes. I do seemingly somewhere.
Maybe you eat
where did
the
I put
first
them?
Bite.
So this is
you.
The Phoenix burger from Almost Famous. Oh, now, for anyone who's not from Manchester, Almost Famous is like probably...
You have the first bite, mate.
Probably one of the original, maybe the original... kind of new burger.
Yes, it was. It was the one that pushed the boundaries a little bit. We've only got one to share. It's like an animal. It does look quite sexy.
Do you know what they've done?
Ooh, nice, nice. Right, you take your first bite because you like that.
It's a brioche style bun, isn't it?
They were the first ones to sort. They don't smash the burgers. They have these really nice. Took the full piece of bacon.
What are?
There's no bacon anymore in that burger, by the way. There is no bacon. That was the maddest thing I've ever seen. There's no bacon on
it. It's been completely debaconed.
Did you enjoy that bacon, Ethan?
It's been debaconed.
Thank God for that. Someone did.
This is baconless.
Full bacon. And he did. And he knew he did it, and he walked away.
He did it.
Ethan, please.
So we're going to...
Sit down, you fucking bacon-thieving bastard.
We're going to have to imagine this bacon. And Joe, while I'm taking a bite of this...
Look, he's so full.
Look
he's
at
so
him.
So full of bacon.
He was slurping that bacon up like Lady in the Tramp with a bit of pasta.
Save yourself. Oh, God. He's having a...
while I'm having a bite of this... Will you explain to the audience what exactly a shoestring onion is?
If you were to... I don't really know, just really small onions, isn't it, really? How good is that burger? Now imagine it with bacon on. I can only dream.
I can't, it's so far from having it.
These were... The Almost Famous have been about since the very early tens. So 2011 or 12.
We need a better word for it than that.
The tens, and they have been pushing the burger boundaries. The BBs.
Wow.
They've got a personal PB on the BBs.
What are you saying?
I don't know. And I think they have sort of developed over time. They are one of my favourite burger spots. I've not had them in a while because Smash Burgers have sort of came out of nowhere, haven't they? But these guys are sort of backing it.
Ethan,
yeah, talk.
Hello, everyone. I've now ate it so I can talk. I'm really sorry about taking out the bacon there. I didn't mean it. I got very keen. dived in, and as I took that swoosh back and the last bit of bacon went into my mouth, it was all over for yous two. But I tell you what, that's a cracking burger, that isn't it? It's a proper, but the other places we've gone to are kind of like, you know, your little takeaway kind of shop. It's not going to pack the punch of a restaurant burger like this does. This is bloody good quality, I think.
Yeah.
Can I say something else? I think I'm done with the smash burger.
Yeah, it's having its day a little bit, isn't it?
I think it's had its day. It's come about, like, your pulled porks, your...
Hummus! Halloumi.
Yeah. And I think that, yes, we like a crispy edge, but at some point we're compromising the meat of it all. It's basically all pillowcase, no pillow, isn't it, at this stage? Whereas this... It's not the thickest of pillows, but there's certainly some down in there. This has actually got a meat about it, a meat about town.
Mm. You know, I went to the butcher's the other day and he recognised me. Do you like going to the butcher's these days? It's mad, that, isn't it? He went, I've slipped in a couple of Almost Famous patties for you.
What's that mean?
The patties they use, he does the blend for them. It's like an Almost Famous at home.
Where was it?
Frosty's the butcher's.
Was it nice?
Come.
I want to go to the butcher's with you.
Right, 9 out of 10 for me.
I think it is. I think it is 9 out of 10.
You can't enjoy it like you are.
It's fantastic.
I've got to admit, it's been there for 40 minutes.
And it's a great width of a burger. This, the just cut to my single set. I don't know if you can see it. There's two burgers there. So if you just see the width of a single one of those patties there, that is a patty width that will stand the test of time. Mm. It's not your big, thick Gordon Ramsay shoebox width. You know, doing one of those ones that you bite into it and it goes down your wrist. It's not that, but it's also not one of this, like, absolute deep-fried coaster, like beer mat, that the smash burger has become.
No coasters here.
This is an in-betweener that you can have, you know, you can have it now, you can have it in the year 2063. And it will still be as popular, as in vogue as ever. Fantastic. Ethan James?
Yeah, I think your analysis is good, Drew. I think the... analysis like M&F. Do you know what I mean? Like the thickness of the meat, it's still meaty, but I think if you have it too thick, sometimes you can't get it quite as nicely seasoned and stuff.
Yeah, he's got a good point.
It's nice and it's consistent, and it's a great bite. It's an easy 9 out of 10.
Yay!
It's a great bite.
We're back next week with all the regulars. We'll finish off the Burger Wars. Mm. We'll do Joe versus Joe again. Big time. It's 5-2.
I've got a story to say about being in the gym today. I entered a new realm mentally.
What a tease.
So we'll talk about it next
week. And also, Friday shows will be back in a couple of weeks, won't they? Now we've settled. And
now we're back.
Right, enjoy Sloppers. Make sure you go on to patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast because here's a little sneak peek of the New York trip. Check this out.
What are you doing in the back? This is the disadvantage.
Ethan, what are you doing in there? Why are you getting the front? There's an empty seat.
There's not. That's the problem.
I said to you, like, don't put Ethan there. But he just happens to be the most slimmest man out of us.
Yo, listen, it's a 2-minute drive.
Yeah.
He loves getting in a boot, Ethan.
He's sleeping on some balls in the back there, John, though, isn't he?
Can this bit go on Sloppy Joe's blood, please? Yeah,
bloody hell, what was that for? How was the boot? Ethan, where are we?
We're in the Italian Little Italy, as they call it, Little Italy. As I saw there, Little Italy. And I assume it's like things that are Italian in New York, like the mafia.
Oof, God. Right, everyone, bye.
Bye-bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, yep. It was lovely to be back. We'll see you later.
Hey.